commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Beware of the man who is certain that he is right. Once we're certain of something, our minds become closed. We no longer think about it. It's a given. Dr. Dennis Christensen is certain that he's right about abortion. He's performed more than 85,000 of them. Here is a man who is certain that his medical practice is a blessing to his patients. He makes no apologies. He began performing legal abortions in Wisconsin a few months after Roe v. Wade was handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court. But Dr. Christensen's career is also a window into where the abortion debate is going, and the news is good for pro-lifers. Christensen is now 71 years old, and he's getting ready to retire. But he says he'll keep going until he finds someone to take over his Milwaukee clinic, and he has had no takers so far. Many young doctors find this practice of medicine distasteful, if not outright immoral. Who goes through the training and expense to become a doctor, only to make a career out of terminating pregnancies? Other doctors have personal and professional reasons for deciding not to become abortionists. It's a dangerous business. Crazy fringe protesters intend physical harm to these doctors. Their regular day-to-day work often involves wading through protesters, being escorted by security guards, and sometimes having their families harassed. It's also hard to imagine doctors wanting to be ostracized within their profession. That's what's happened to Dr. Christensen during his career. He's given up trying to get admitting privileges to any area hospital, even before Wisconsin's new law took effect. No hospital, and there are 26 of them within 30 miles of his clinic, wants to be associated with Dr. Christensen. He can't get the recommendations and peer review of his practice that most hospitals require. And the real reason might be simple. A lot of hospitals don't want to be associated with abortions. Christensen is the only doctor in Wisconsin who performs abortions after 20 weeks. So he is the doctor of last resort for women who have waited unusually long to have an abortion. And sooner or later, he will retire. And there appears to be no one willing to take his place. So when he goes, de facto, there'll be no more late-term abortions in Wisconsin. There are only three other clinics remaining in the state, in Madison, in Appleton, and in Milwaukee, and all are having trouble attracting doctors and meeting their hospital affiliation requirements. Yes, there will still be the abortion pill, and tragically, there will still be back alleys and coat hangers. I find the case of Dr. Christensen sad and disturbing. He has medical training, including the required biology classes that are part of any physician's college courses. He knows much more about when life begins than I do, and I freely admit that I'm not certain whether life begins at the moment a female egg is fertilized by a male sperm. I am scientifically ignorant, and I have no divine message about when life starts. That's why I'm opposed to abortion. Since I'm not certain where life begins, I hold open the possibility that conception is that moment. And if it is, then life must be respected and preserved. So I have one question for Dr. Christensen. How can you be so sure?